Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today we're diving into the world of options trading with a focus on leaps.
Leaps sounds exciting, like giant leaps for mankind, but for our wallets, right?
Exactly. Think long-term options, specifically calls, held for a year or more. Our guide today, Rashad, uses them for a nifty $5,000 monthly income strategy.
$5,000 a month? Color me intrigued. Break it down for me, Nutty.
He uses QQQ, an ETF that tracks the NASDAQ 100, as his playground. It's like buying a diverse piece of the tech market. Apple, Nvidia, Microsoft, they're all in there.
So less risk than betting on a single stock. Got it. But how do leaps fit in?
Rashad compares buying a leap to buying a rental property. The leap is your property, and then you find tenants to pay you rent by selling near-term covered calls.
Okay, so you're getting income from the rent on your property? Clever.
Precisely. He aims for deep-in-the-money leaps with a delta between 0.70 and 0.80 for a higher probability of profit. Then he sells short-term calls 30-45 days out with a delta between 0.30 and 0.40.
I see. Interesting. But doesn't that mean you could be forced to sell your property if QQQ rises above the short call strike price?
That's the trade-off. He acknowledges the risk, showing how the strategy performs if QQQ goes up or down. Ideally, it goes up slowly, maximizing gains. If it shoots up too much, you lose some potential profit, but you're still in the green up to a certain point. If QQQ drops, well, that's where the long-term nature of the leap is supposed to protect you.
Like riding out the dips in the real estate market.
Exactly. He uses Bollinger Bands and stochastics to time his entries, aiming for the lower half of the Bollinger Band and upward momentum.
Sounds like a pretty hands-off approach once you've set it up.
Right. That's the appeal. He scales up the strategy with multiple contracts to generate that $4,200 plus monthly income.
I'm amazed by the rental property analogy. It breaks down a complex strategy into something easily understandable. But it does rely on QQQ's long-term upward trend. What happens if it doesn't go as expected?
Well, he showed the historical chart, emphasizing that QQQ has historically trended upward over the long term, except for one period. It's a calculated risk, like all investments.
Got it. So long-term perspective, consistent income, and the potential for capital appreciation. Sounds pretty good. I definitely want to learn more about options. Any resources you can recommend?
Rashad mentions his Trader Freedom community and course, where he shares his trades and options framework. Sounds like a good place to start.
Awesome. Definitely going to check that out. This has been super informative, Nutty. Thanks for breaking it all down.
My pleasure. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Tune in next time for more exciting discussions on Nutty's Show, your go-to podcast for cooking and technology. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.